Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 29th of July, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Bob Levitis. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly. As is traditional on Thursdays.
Yes. So here we sit with the traditional half-price margaritas. That's how that works, right? No, I'm kidding.
No, but it is beer o'clock here.
Oh, well, in that case. So I wanted to talk to you about your latest column, and this has to do with shopping.
Yes. Well, I thought about this. First of all, not long ago, I talked about refurbished stuff from Apple. And while that's still a good deal, I realized that I know about a place to get even better deals on refurbished Apple stuff, and specifically stuff that's probably older and less expensive than you'll find in Apple's refurbished store.
Okay.
So if you're looking for the real bargain, I got a place for that. Then I was thinking, you know, I don't buy everything at Amazon or from Apple. Like, if I need a cable, I go to monoprice.com and almost always get the exact cable I want in the exact length I want. And almost always pay less for it. So, you know, I thought, you know, if you don't know about Monoprice, you really should. And then finally, you know, I hardly ever buy music stuff. Like, I wrote GarageBand for Dummies, and I was buying tons of little things, you know, like capos for my guitar and cables to connect this to that interface. And, you know, I had musical instruments, of course, because I could say it was research. So I was doing a lot of shopping for things that you use with GarageBand or Logic Pro. And I realized I don't look for that stuff at Amazon or at Apple. I go to Sweetwater.com.
Okay.
And if you've never heard of it, that's where musicians go for audio interfaces and keyboards and microphones and, you know, whatever it is. If you need it for recording or playing live with your Mac or your iDevices, Sweetwater is going to be the place where they have the most options for you and the most knowledgeable people working there, so that if you have a question, you can actually ask someone that knows something about these products, which are pretty technical. You know, you want to know if that wah-wah pedal is going to buzz when you record with it in GarageBand. You'll talk to a guy that's a sales engineer there who says, no, I do that all the time. Absolutely not. You won't hear anything. And in fact, even if you record on a PC, you won't hear anything. That's how good they are.
Yeah, they'll know.
No, and they really are knowledgeable, and they have, you know, good policies, no hassle returns, and a lot of not everything, but most orders, or many orders, let's say, ship free, and their prices are competitive, and they really do know more. I mean, they when you say I need an 8-channel audio interface, but it's for kind of an old Mac, and I'm not sure, can I do that? And you know, these guys know, whereas I don't know that the Apple Genius guys know.
Yeah, and
but these guys, you know, if you say I want to try to record 8 tracks at a time on my MacBook Air,
they'll
help
you.
Tried it, and yeah, they probably tried it and can tell you, well, you might be able to, but it's going to be ugly unless it's the new M1 MacBook
Air. Yeah, or, you know, can you do 4 at a time? Yeah. So the thing that I've noticed about them, and this is this was something that sort of surprised me when I have occasionally made forays into purchasing gear, is that they have a whole lot more that will plug into your computer, at least than I thought initially. I mean, this was years ago, but they sold an awful lot of stuff that would allow you to connect microphones to your computer, instruments to your computer, all that kind of stuff. So they will also have mobile recording. So like, if what you really need is a good microphone to hook to your iPad, or a good microphone to hook to your phone, because you're going to shoot video and you want to make sure that you get high quality audio to go with your high quality video, like, they can help you with that stuff. And it's nice to get somebody who's actually put some miles on the equipment and not just like, well, they sell it here, so it must be compatible, you know? So I have found that to be super helpful. And plus, sometimes you will think about things that don't necessarily seem like a thing that you might need from someplace like Sweetwater, but will totally work. Like my, I'm currently using a regular ordinary microphone stand for my microphone. I don't have it clipped to my desk. I don't use one of those swing arms. I just have a regular mic stand, you know, the kind that comes partway up and then it has the other arm that sort of goes horizontally so that you can adjust.
But we call those boom stands. Yes.
A boom stand. Okay. See, that's how much I know about musical equipment.
Yes. So
I have a boom stand and I got it from Sweetwater and
they have a great selection of them.
Yeah, and it's rock solid. It was very inexpensive. And the nice thing about it is that I just tilt my microphone out of the way when I'm not using it. And, you know, like the way my setup is, like that works really well. And it never would have occurred to me to do something like that. If I hadn't talked to someone who said, you know, yeah, like this is, you know, you could always just put a regular microphone stand over there in the corner and like use that. And, oh, okay. So, sometimes you will be able to find something like that, you know, at a place like Sweetwater, which seems like, oh, like I don't play guitar, I don't need to shop there. Like on the one hand, yeah, but on the other hand, like, you know, it could be helpful. You never know what you will find there. And
oh yeah.
I don't know.
Start looking at the guitars if you don't have a lot of time on your hands, because they have their own photography shop in-house.
Oh.
And they actually photograph, oh, I think all guitars over maybe $300 are the actual guitar you're buying is the one you're looking at. So you can, then they're all high res, so you can like zoom in and look at the grain on the back and, you know, look at the binding and see how the little inlays on the neck look up close and personal, and really beautiful photography.
Yeah, it's so pretty. And the other thing to know about specifically Sweetwater, I know there are other places that have similar sections on their websites like this, but that's the used gear marketplace. So somebody had a 4-channel recorder and then they upgraded to the 8-channel and they traded in the 4-channel to Sweetwater to do it. And you could get your hands on that 4-channel recorder and you could get, you know, maybe you can get a deal on it.
Oh man, I didn't know about that. That's a great thing to know. Thank you. Thank you. My wife says, curse you.
I was going to say, half your house loves me.
Another place. Yeah. Telling me about another place I could spend more money.
Yeah.
But that is a good thing.
Particularly if it's something common. Like a lot of times people will buy a microphone and then upgrade to a microphone that better fits whatever their needs are now. And so you can get a different, you know, you can get a deal on that previous iteration of microphone, which may be more microphone than you need. You know, even if someone else outgrew it, and I think they all have pictures on them. So you get to see again, like you were talking about, the actual device. So
that is awesome. I'll have to look for that. Because I certainly wouldn't mind buying a used or refurbished, like expensive audio interface if I were buying one. Wouldn't kill me. Because they are expensive. Yeah. So I just love that place. Customer service is great and the pictures are great and the prices are good. So I have another one for you. And I think you might already know this one also. It's Monoprice.
Oh, I know Monoprice. If you need a cable to plug that thing into your other thing, Monoprice has that cable.
Yes. And they have more sizes and colors and lengths than you're going to find most places, and probably the best price too.
Yeah, basically my rule of thumb for starting at Monoprice for something is if there's a modifier. So if I need a regular HDMI cable, but 25 feet long, or I need a DisplayPort cable, but it needs to be this on the other end.
Right.
If there's a but absolutely. In my sentence, that's when I started Monoprice.
Well, and I forget some of the things that they have that probably I should look at, if not first, occasionally, because they had an amazing selection of things like headphones and microphones and earphones. Now, I knew they had displays and I knew they had speakers and I knew they had guitar amps and I knew they had batteries, but the headphones and microphones and earphones I suspect are pretty good values. They're not name brand, they're Monoprice, But I've always been, you know, pretty impressed with what you get for your money when you buy one of their things. And my monitor that I use every day, my daily driver 27 inch, is a nine-year-old or decade-old Monoprice display. And I keep thinking after 8 or 9 years, it's going to die. You know, I mean, it's at the end of its life cycle, but it chugs along just fine. And, you know, I'm going to use it. I'm going to drive it into the ground.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've always been really happy with all of the, you know, they have almost all the products they sell are Monoprice branded, house branded.
Yes.
And they do a good job of, you know, making sure, A, that the description is good, and B, that there are various levels and you can have what you want. You don't have to get the really expensive HDMI cable that you know isn't much better than the much less expensive one. Mm-hmm. So they have both. If you want an expensive one with more shielding, they have it.
Yeah.
But if you don't need that, you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah. And we've talked about this before. Color. I think on Daily Observations, I think Dave and I probably talked about it. It comes up once in a while. Monoprice has a knack for knowing which part of the thing that they're making is the important part. Like,
and sourcing it from the, yeah, I know exactly what you're going to say.
Yeah, so like, we're going to take,
with them.
Yeah, we're going to take the literal screen part of the monitor, right? We're going to buy those that are going to be awesome. Right. And maybe the frame, maybe the frame around it and the bezel, you know, isn't, you know, it's not going to be aluminum. It's going to be plastic. And, you know, like the stand isn't going to be the greatest stand, you know, and things like that. But the screen is going to be 100%.
Not going to have a USB hub built in because, you know, really, you don't need that. And that just adds to the cost. No, they give you the things that you need to have something that's really, really good at about, you know, at about a quarter. 25%, I'd say, off the name brand, similar products, sometimes more.
Yeah.
For a while there, they were like, you know, not half, but a little less than half the price of the big guys for those 27-inch displays. Dell was getting like $900, and I got this one from them for, I think, $499 or $399 at the time, and they're cheaper now.
Yeah, and
they are really nice displays.
And they're beautiful.
Even after 10 years, mine still looks great.
Yeah, they're very good stuff. And yeah, so always a place to look. A thing I always liked about them was they felt pretty agnostic. Like if I needed a mini DisplayPort cable, I could get one from them. You know, that kind of stuff where it wasn't like, oh, you're going to plug that into a Mac, so it's automatically twice as much, you know, things like that.
Right.
So, yeah, no, they weren't about that. So.
And I love that they have multiple, you know, multi-quantity discount. So, for example, when I needed to buy some of those Velcro ties you use to keep cables from getting all tangly, and I could have bought one pack for $1. But I bought, I think, 6 dozen pack for 34 cents a piece. And I'll never run out for the rest of my life. And I give them to my friends all the time. And,
I'll be right back. I'm headed to Monoprice to buy a bunch of Velcro straps.
Well, that was the price of buying like 2 packs at the store. So I got like 30 packs or something. I still have them there. I still keep finding unopened packs of them around the house. But yeah, I just love that, you know, the more you buy, the cheaper they get, to the point where I bought way more than I needed. Just to say, you know, they were only 35 cents a pack, though. So
yeah.
Anyway, that was two of my three. And then the third great thing for shopping. So I've talked about Apple's refurbished page and how pretty much I've bought everything I've bought from Apple off that page if it was available when I needed it. Or if I could wait and use the... use that website that notifies you when your thing is in stock there.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So I always do that. But sometimes either the product I want is older than Apple is refurbishing themselves. You know, it's because a lot of times I want to buy like the cheapest of something because I need one for testing something.
Yeah.
Like I need a MacBook Pro, but I don't care what vintage it is, what processor. It just has to be a MacBook Pro and it has to have an Ethernet port. So I'm looking for an old Ethernet, you know, an old MacBook Pro. So a lot of times Apple doesn't have old stuff. They have 2 generations back maybe in theirs. Yeah. And I found that Otherworld Computing, our friends at MacSales.com, refurbish stuff way older, and which means there's, you know, more vintagey stuff at lower prices. Like iMacs from $499, and Apple's probably, I think, the cheapest one I looked a couple days ago was $899 or $829. It was in the 88s, right?
Mm-hmm.
iPads from $299 refurbished. MacBook Pros from $399 refurbished. And I think Apple's cheapest MacBook Pro refurb is at least $1,000, maybe a little under, but... So, you know, if you're looking for something more vintage, or you're on a really tight budget and you're just going to have something in that price range, it's a good place to shop.
Yeah.
They have a nice selection of slightly older, well-loved and well-reconditioned Mac stuff.
Yeah.
And they have a garage sale page, which is like, it used to be like going to a swap meet.
That's where I was headed, was while you're there, if you decide you're going to pick something up, you should really cruise through the garage sale and see if there's anything you want to put in your cart.
That you'd never have thought of without seeing it on that page. It's like, this is like, and the stuff there is like end of life and, you know, rock bottom sales price. I saw the other, let's see, when was I looking, and I saw enclosures, like a hard drive enclosure.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be $40 or $30. They were $8.99 or $9.99. Get the last couple.
Mm-hmm.
They were closeout deals.
Yeah, I got a replacement case for my iPod from there. Probably like 4 years ago or something. And it, even then it was, you know, an ancient piece of kit that I was, you know, picking up, the invisible shield finally wore off on my iPod, and I really want to put it in something a little nicer. They have that.
They had it, yeah.
Yeah. They had, you know, like a couple of them. I'm like, oh, well, let me get the white one. So they will always have stuff. And the other nice thing about them is, speaking of like budgetary concerns, right? If you have a computer that can take a hard drive upgrade or a RAM upgrade, they have that section as well. You can literally feed it the serial number of your computer, I think it is. And then they will say, here's all the stuff that we sell that we know works with that machine. And then you can just sort of pick your options from there. So if you have a computer where that might be an option for you, you can also check out their upgrade section at OWC.
If you like yourselfing.
Or if you know someone who is easy.
By the way.
Yeah. Or if you know someone who's easy to convince to do that for you. Which is how I end up
actually will
doing
they
that
rate
stuff.
The repair, you know, they'll tell you this is of moderate difficulty or this is difficult. Ones where you have to pull the screen off your iMac are difficult.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, those are the ones where they say requires a pair of plungers and, you know, suction cups.
Mm-hmm.
You know. That's a big repair. You don't want to take that one on lightly. We've done it, actually. Lisa and I decided that we were going to try that a few years ago. Mm-hmm. So I handed her two suction cups and the instructions and a RAM upgrade for her iMac. And I went out to play golf. Yeah. And I came home and she was grinning like a Cheshire cat. I said, yep, even I could do it.
All right. Well,
even I could do it.
There you go.
So it can be done. I mean, you know, and if it can, Otherworld Computing will not only tell you so, they'll sell you everything you need for it.
Mm-hmm.
Kit, and if you need a special tool, they've got the special tool. And
yeah, they'll give you the parts.
They know Macs. They really do. They do sell products for other platforms, but you know their focus is Mac stuff, and they really are experts at things like Mac Thunderbolt and hubs and you know all kinds of accessories for Macs, both new and old. You know, it's like if it can be done to extend your Mac's life and capabilities, they either make it or will sell it to you or know about it and will tell you about it. Mm-hmm. They're very knowledgeable and one of my favorite places to shop for, I guess, 20 some years.
I don't even know how long I've been buying stuff from them, but it goes back many computers. I've had loads and loads and loads of laptops that I've, like, I don't even I seriously don't remember how far back that even goes. So, yeah. Excellent picks. Yes, I like all of these things. They're all really good. I've done a lot of shopping there. You're so,
right. This is where shopping, people who love shopping love to shop at.
Yes, especially if you are in my camp of part of what I do to make sure my computers are happy is occasionally buy them treats. Then this is an excellent way to do that and not break the bank at the same time. So apparently I have some Velcro to go buy, so I'm gonna go ahead and call it for today. Bob, thanks so much for coming by.
Oh, my pleasure, always a pleasure. Happy Thursday.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.